Unit 8. Going to Extremes. Pages 120 and 121. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the travelogue below and then answer questions 1 to 8.
Considering the fact that I get vertigo if I go out onto the balcony of our second floor flat, and that my idea of adventure is putting both ketchup and mustard on my burger, no one who knows me can believe that I descended Bolivia's El Camino de la Muerte on a mountain bike. I can hardly believe it myself. The narrow dirt and stone road that runs from La Paz, Bolivia, the highest capital city on earth, to a town called Coroico, is known as Death Road, El Camino de la Muerte. It has the dubious honour of being the world's most dangerous road. Death Road is carved into the sides of a canyon. The road is extremely narrow. When two vehicles come abreast of each other, one driver must reverse until he reaches a patch of road wide enough to allow the other to pass. This often means positioning the vehicle on the very edge of the road, there are no guardrails, and hoping that you will not go careening down the 400-metre drop. Currently, the road is the only option if you wish to reach the Amazon jungle from La Paz, and many cars, buses and trucks travel Death Road in both directions. Each year, people die on this road when their vehicles literally fall off the edge. Anyone considering a mountain bike trip down Death Road should not even think about doing it on their own. The dangers are just too great. Use one of the companies that take you down with a group. Not only will they keep you safe, they will provide you with a wealth of information about this amazing area and give you memories to last a lifetime. As we started off on our 6-hour journey, I began to feel that this would be one experience I would never forget. The scenery was so magnificent, the views of mountains, rivers, and valleys so spectacular that I had to force myself to look away and concentrate on the road. I made the decision to ride with a well-established, well-known company called Bolivian Biker Adventures. Many of the other backpackers I had met on my travels had used them and had good things to say. When I did some research on the internet, I also saw them mentioned numerous times on various backpackers' blogs. Even so, I was surprised at how busy they were. I had to make a reservation a few days in advance and stay over in La Paz because they were fully booked. The company provides excellent bikes. Each bike is checked and double-checked before each trip down the road. The members of the staff are very professional, and they take their time instructing each participant individually to be sure that even someone like me, whose last bike adventure was in kindergarten, knows how to work the gears and the brakes like an expert. The group was also given a lecture about safety, which included a lot of helpful tips. Our group was made up of 10 backpackers, 3 other Brits beside myself, 4 Australians, a German and a Canadian. We had 2 guides. Our support vehicle, a Jeep driven by a company employee, led the way. It carried food, water, our backpacks and other supplies. The driver would signal the guides when a vehicle was on its way up the mountain. Behind the support vehicle came the Bolivian guide. His job was to set the pace to make sure we did not go too fast and warn us of vehicles coming up the mountain. My heart nearly stopped each time we got the signal. However, I made an attempt not to appear terrified. The group of bikers followed. An English-speaking guide, I think she was American, what an amazing thing to do for a living, brought up the rear on her bike. She made sure no one was left behind. She did her best to encourage us through the difficult parts, and with her strength and skill, she set an example, especially for the guys in the group. We stopped every half hour or so to rest, take pictures, and listen to the guide's explanations of what we would be seeing on the next leg of the journey. The guides kept us in a very tight group, and during my moments of sheer terror, the support vehicle was a comforting sight. When we reached the bottom, we all got t-shirts that said, "Bolivian Bikers Rock." I was exhilarated. but I have to admit I breathed a sigh of relief. Amazing as it was, this journey is not for everyone. Had I known I would be riding much of the 70-kilometre stretch of winding road just centimetres away from the edge of a steep mountain, I would not have done it. For your own good, keep in mind that it would be foolish to even consider making the trip if you are not an experienced mountain biker.